Alhamdulillah, respected colleagues, we millions and millions times over, we should be grateful to Allah that with health and goodness, Allah Ta'ala has given us this night of Jummah, this night of Friday, and the blessings of this night are various, they are many, and you will know, you're aware that Rajab, the month of Rajab has started, Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. And this is the night of Jummah in the month of Rajab. Rajab is such a month about which the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did a dua. And that through that dua, through that prayer, this message has come to us that we should now prepare for Ramadan. Because this is such a month, Ramadan, which is to come, the barakat, start from Rajab this month, subhanallah. This is so blessed, the month of Ramadan, which is to come, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that do special dua that Allah gives us Ramadan in our destiny. So how important Ramadan will be, that Allah Ta'ala, if He can deliver us, take us with khair and goodness and health to that month. And there's a big hint here, that Allah Ta'ala, He has given us a big favor, His blessings, that He has given us this dua, this prayer. And what happens is that the objective of doing dua, praying, reciting dua, is that if the individual departs from this world, if his conditions change, his circumstances change, and he leaves this world and goes to the next, then alhamdulillah, due to the barakah of this dua, it will be written that his niyyah, intention, was to get to Ramadan. So we are not lost from Allah's rahmah. Then Allah will also give the thawab, the reward of that whole Ramadan to that person. Because in all of Allah Ta'ala's actions, there are big wisdoms, and we can't reach to the wisdom of Allah. But all we need to do is that when Allah Ta'ala orders something, we go on to that path. That's it. That's it. That definitely for us, there's a big goodness and reward and ni'mas. First thing we need to do is that from this month of Rajab, we need to start doing du'as, prayers. When we do prayers, du'as, then we'll start to recognize and feel that we're preparing. And according to that way, we should also implement our deeds. We should start to make schedule of deeds and practice. And alhamdulillah, we should give a time frame, tartib. We should prepare fully that an azim, a great path is coming towards us. And for that, I need to do these actions, and nicely I'll do these actions. The people who work, they should start to plan their holidays, and we should try to minimize our occupation in the dunya during this month, so that this blessed month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala gives us total benefit and the tawfiq, the capability, ability to benefit. So this majlis is barakah, blessings. And with Allah's fadl, with Allah's grace, Allah's mercy, that every... the beginning of every night when a great month comes, then I've seen regularly that Allah Ta'ala gives us the night of Jummah in the beginning of the month. So the beginning of the month is great, and Allah gives such a great amal, such a great deed, that on the day of judgment, Allah Ta'ala will announce that in the whole, amongst all the people on the plane of resurrection, the day of Hashr, Allah will say, where are those people of wisdom? Allah Ta'ala wants to meet those people of wisdom. So people say, the people of wisdom, intellect, who are these people? This is the plane of resurrection. There'll be all different types of people stood there with deeds, and Allah will announce that the people of wisdom are those people who lived in the world, and in no way or form, for no reason, with no excuse, due to no difficulty, did they leave my dhikr, did they leave my remembrance. Subhanallah. So that was their habit, their regular practice, that they continue to do the dhikr of Allah. That's it. And they didn't change their lifestyle. Whatever they were doing, whatever they were busy with, whatever circumstances confronted them in the world, but they never left the habit of doing dhikr. Whether it was happiness, sadness, wedding, death, any type of high or low business, high, low, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا خَلَقْتَ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. So this is a great statement in the Quran. Allah has revealed a whole verse in which He's praising the people, those who do my dhikr on the day of judgment, they will have an ajib, unique status. So here we realize, my friends, that dhikr is such a worship. action, deed, that regularly we should be habitual in it, we should stick and adhere to it. My Hazrat Rahmatullah stated, when he saw people, he said, he used to hint that Babu te kam te lagya, they said in their dialect, Babu te kam te lagya. In other words, Hazrat would introduce a person, who's this young man? He's a darvish, he's my student, and people sat there, Sufi Hazrat, pious people would come sit with Hazrat Sahib, high status people. So Hazrat Sahib would usher towards the person, this is my fakir, my student. He is started, he's embarked on the path, and he will not turn back, he will not come off the path. So this is the point, that we should do dua to Allah, that these ni'mas, we should do dua to Allah for these ni'mas, isn't it? Prayer, that Allah give us this ni'mah. Allah, such people who, when they start saying on their tongues that, yeah, these are the dhakireen, this person remembers Allah. When people like this, pious people, upright people, give a certificate, yeah, of good standing, yeah, that person, then you can see that that person's accepted in the jamaat. So these are all words that we should focus on. Dunya will run with speed. How many Thursday, Friday nights have passed us? Tuck-a-duck, tuck-a-duck, like dominoes falling, the days pass. So if a person doesn't do anything during the week, then at least do one action that I'm not going to leave dhikr. End of story. Doesn't matter what happens, I'm not going to leave dhikr. I'm going to fill my day. I'm going to fill my day with Allah's dhikr. What does fill my day mean? That whatever you do in the day, deeds, don't leave dhikr. Well, sit down 30 minutes, 45 minutes, 20 minutes. Okay, even if you do just a little bit, but don't leave dhikr due to laziness. Okay, if you're busy, work, etc. But whatever time you spend immersed in the dhikr, it's the greatest ibadah. Wala dhikrullahi akbar. It is the greatest act of worship, the dhikr of Allah. Nothing can compare. If you're illiterate, educated, jahil, whatever condition in life you're in, alhamdulillah, all of us can do dhikr. Women, men, everyone. This is a great gift for a person, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, a massive gift. That a person should never, in no way should he leave dhikr. That I need to do my dhikr. I need to sit down and remember Allah Ta'ala for a little while. I need to sit down, because shaitan, he makes us lazy. He makes us feel, oh, I don't have time, I can't do it, it's too hard. He doesn't let us even go close to doing dhikr of Allah. We can't understand that what a great mercy and favor of Allah is on us, a massive favor, that He's allowed us to sit down and remember Him. You cannot imagine how great this tawfiq is. There are big barriers Allah Ta'ala has thrown away and given us the tawfiq to remember Him. So make this a habit to remember Allah. Allah has given us a status. Allah has said that on the day of judgment, I will address those people as the people of wisdom. They had aql. They had brains. They were intellectual. We say, oh, they're mad, they're wasting time. But they were the intellectual people, Allah says. They knew. They realized whatever we'll get in the hereafter. How will we get it? Through what? The dhikr of Allah will get it. The dhikr of Allah will give us everything in the hereafter. That nothing can be empty if it's with the dhikr of Allah. That person has a full vessel if he has the dhikr of Allah. He has the currency. So brothers, do dhikr, sit with the people who do dhikr, love those who do dhikr. That whatever connection you have with dhikr, whatever action you do in the world connected to dhikr, Allah Ta'ala holds that action beloved. That's it. Look at this. That, for example, why do you love this person? Oh, he's handsome, he's got money, he's got wealth. Thousands of reasons why people love other people in the world and get close to other people, isn't it? Because we're in the dunya, in the world, thousands of attractions that make people get close to others. But you make your criteria. Why do you love this person? I love this person because he does the dhikr of Allah. Subhanallah. Will you have this criteria, brothers? Inshallah. Just change your mindset. Switch the mindset. Switch the thinking. Switch the thinking that dhikr is my base, dhikr is my platform, and I love those who do the dhikr of Allah, who love the dhikr of Allah. Straightforward formula. Yeah, and if you are determined even on this niyyah, then Allah Ta'ala is the one who makes us implement. But if a person, he selects the path he wants to go down. You have to select what you want to do in life. What shall I do? How shall I spend my life? And so valuable and easy and simple for a person that if I'm going to love, I'm going to love that person who does the dhikr of Allah, who remembers Allah. That's it. That's it. The rest I don't have love with anyone else. I don't need to love anyone else. Alhamdulillah, sadiq, honest, sincere, love is this. That's it. End of story. So when you love somebody who does the dhikr of Allah, then you'll have a desire to do dhikr, you want to do it regularly, then you'll get the barakat of remembering Allah. And in this, you don't have to, there's no fake showing off or pride or giving or taking. No one can steal your love. No one can grab it and run. These are du'as that you should ask from Allah. Give me the love of the dhakireen who remember me, who remember you. Allah, give me the love of the people who do your dhikr. Allah says, when you love somebody, then in the day of judgment, you will have the hashr with that person. Your company on the plane of resurrection will be those people who you love. What a great statement. So these are a few du'as that we should do. Yes? What difference does it make? Include these sayings in your du'as. Yes? That the things Allah has given us a hint, He's strongly hinted us. If we can't do them, then at least make du'a for them. That Allah, give me the love, the correct love. Give me the love for a wali Allah, your awliya Allah. Give me love for your dhikr. Give me true love for your remembrance. Genuine love. Keep on asking Allah. Keep on asking Allah. Will give you such love. Will put such love into your heart. Alhamdulillah. Such love that wherever you hear the word dhikr, your eyes will suddenly spring open. Where is it? I have experienced this in big places. Big examples. A person has a feeling, a strong feeling and a connection with the dhikr. Oh, there's dhikr going on. Oh, people are remembering Allah. And then Allah Ta'ala, He accepts that person. And you'll see this today, that there were great personalities, Hazrat Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, Hazrat Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Hazrat Tanvi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, Hazrat Saharanpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi. They all said, Hazrat Tanvi Sahib Rahmatullah, this is his statement, it's in his tahreer, in his writings. These words are in his writings, and he said this clearly and passionately. He said, you know, these people, as ulama ikram, Hazrat Qasim Nanotvi, Hazrat Saharanpuri, he named all of them, all these scholars that you see, don't just go towards them due to their ilm, their knowledge, their kitabs, their books. They were high status people. Don't look at me and think, oh, knowledge, fountain of knowledge and ilm, and due to our fame and our status or our height amongst people. No, don't think that we are known due to us being alims. He said, we weren't even alims. We weren't scholars. Say subhanAllah. He said, we weren't scholars. That we just had intellectual or knowledge-based iman. Based on proof and dalils, we had empty iman, he said. These were his words. Hazrat Tanvi, he said, we weren't alims. People thought that we were scholars, but the reality is that when we went to Haji Sahib, our Sheikh, then we realized. Then he said this himself. He said, what did we realize? That when we went to the company of Haji Sahib, then in our hearts, dhikr was penetrated. It penetrated. And soon as dhikr came, our whole body became nur ala nur. Light upon light came through our body, shot through our life. And we felt so strong that as if Allah is in our hearts all the time, we felt Allah. So why shouldn't we love dhikr of Allah? He said, because Haji Sahib, we loved him. The Shaykh, these are great statements that we should learn from these statements. We should follow their tracks, follow their footsteps. These aren't temporary words, these are permanent words, guidance. What great scholars I'm talking about. What did they not know? What did they not know in the world of knowledge? But they said, this is all secondary. Yes? He said that our iman was hollow. He said, we've learned iman today. Our iman was based on aqal and knowledge and wisdom. So when we sat with our Shaykh, then our heart was full of Allah Ta'ala's name, and it's as if now Allah is always with us. And this is Hazrat Tanvi Sahib Rahmatullah. SubhanAllah. So he's not a minor individual. Hazrat Tanvi Sahib Rahmatullah was not some minor individual. Such a great human being. Hazrat Tanvi Sahib Rahmatullah, that he made the whole country Muslim. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah, his event in his life, he said once, Hazrat Tanvi Sahib, who's his sheikh, he said it was me, Hazrat Tanvi, and two other scholars. I can't remember the names, they were high class scholars. And he said that we were sent to the service of Hazrat Tanvi, go and give this message. Hazrat Tanvi Sahib said, the Shaykh, go and give my message to Qaid Azam. Tell me what a great Shaykh he was. Imagine the work of the deen Allah Ta'ala took for Hazrat Tanvi Sahib. Go and send this message, deliver this message to Qaid Azam. He said, us three went. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah, who is the student of Hazrat Tanvi Sahib, Mufti of Pakistan, what a great personality Hazrat Tanvi was. He said, first time, probably the final time, he said, I saw Qaid Azam, and this was due to my Sheikh's order. He said, we went to his house, and we got a time from him, appointment. He said, I can meet you at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, you can come. He said, us three individuals went, 8 o'clock, to his home, to his villa. And we saw that it was totally silent. His home was empty, darkness, nobody was there. And exactly 8 o'clock he opened the door and he entered us three, come in. There was a small room and we went into that room, we sat down. And Hazrat Hazrat Zafar rahmatullahi alayhi, these were the two other scholars who were with Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib. He said, we sat down, all three of us sat down in the room with Qaid Azam, and he said, I'm just coming. After 2 minutes he came into the room and he said, yes, please tell me. He said, Hazrat Thanvi Sahib rahmatullahi, our Shaykh has sent a message for you. It's a message for a few minutes, we'd like to tell you, deliver the message to you, then we will leave. He said, please quickly tell me, what is the message? He said that we gave him the message. He stood up. He stood up, alhamdulillah. And when he stood up, he said, that we told you the message. He said, no, that you've brought such a message to me, that now sit down for a little while with me. Sit for a little while with me. The brothers, this is such, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from such great sheikhs, Allah ta'ala took the work of the deen from them, that person cannot imagine. The whole country came into being. The whole country came into being. Look at this. Look at this. And what is he saying himself? Whatever I received from who? The Hazrat Thanvi himself is saying that I went to a faqir, a wali of Allah, and he made my heart full of nur due to the dhikr. Did he not know how to do tasbih? Who himself is such a great scholar, he wrote so many books. Did he not know subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wala ilaha illallah, wala akbar? Did he not know how to recite tasbih? He knew everything. He knew everything. Look, but when he went into the sohbah, the company of the wali Allah, Hazrat Thanvi, he said, when I went to Haji Sahib, my sheikh, then we realize what is deen. That what is the name of Allah and what are the effects of the name of Allah, he said. And Allah Ta'ala wanted him to do big work of the deen. So that's why Allah Ta'ala opened his heart and made him devoid of any worry or concern. Such a great and fantastic country, Pakistan was made. Hazrat Qaidi Azam stood and said, you brought this message to me. I want to tell you now. That these were the words of Qaidi Azam at that time. As the Mufti Shafi Saad said, that it was in our mind what is Pakistan, when it will be made, where it will be made from. So what did Qaidi Azam say? After hearing the message, he said, let me tell you now that I'm seeing with my eyes this Pakistan, I can see with my eyes. And I can see the conditions of the Muslims, everything. What will happen there and what will not happen there. Why? Because from behind, the Wali Allah said, Pakistan is going to be made. It will happen. This is the order of Allah. Subhanallah. So this, the dunya, the business of the world, everything runs with the permission of Allah. And then what happens behind this? Behind the scenes, Allahu Akbar. Always is the permission of Allah. And there's a Wali Allah who's the driving force. Behind every, you can say, history example, there's a Wali Allah who's driving it. It's not politics, it's not a political world. That's just fake things that we see in front of us. Allah Ta'ala says, I drive the dunya myself, and the cogs and the wheels turn with my permission, and there's a Wali Allah who's doing the work. So brothers, the dunya and the akhirah, dhikr Allah is beneficial. So what we should do is attach ourselves to the dhikr of Allah, and with humbleness, and regularly we should follow the track with dhikr of Allah, make it a habit in our life, and it should not be our choice, I'll do what I want. No way. Finish this thinking, I don't feel like it, I'm not enjoying dhikr, I don't feel good, I can't realize I'm doing dhikr, I'm not feeling good emotionally, and I can't see anything, I don't understand something, is dhikr being accepted or not, how much will I do, I can't see any benefit. All of these negative thoughts are waswasa of shaitan. This is whispering of shaitan. Just one saying of Hazrat Thanvi Sahib rahmatullah is enough. And a great statement, a complete statement of his, grab that now. One statement Hazrat Thanvi Sahib said, and my Shaykh Hazrat Sahib said, whether you feel like it or not, whether your heart feels like it or not, whether your emotions feel like it or not, whether your heart feels like it or not, whether you're feeling well or not, whether you've got wudu or not, whether your heart accepts or not, just keep on doing the dhikr of Allah, full stop. Why? Because the benefit will come, the benefit is there. Whether you see it or not, or like it or not. It cannot be, it is impossible, he said. Hazrat Sahib said. Hazrat Thanvi Sahib said, it cannot be, it's impossible. That man is doing dhikr of Allah and he is not benefiting. It's impossible. Impossible. This action is totally with benefit and never devoid of benefit. It's never devoid of benefit. Hazrat Gangohi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi came out of his hujra and outside was sitting who? Hazrat
Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah, Hazrat Shaykh ul Hadith Mulana Zikr Sahib was sitting outside, and they wrote in their kitab, they said, we were both sat out, it was the hot afternoon, Hazrat Gongoi Sahib Rahmatullah came out of his hujra, and he couldn't see in the later stages of his life, his eyes, the vision was weak. He said, is anyone sitting out here? What Kashri must have seen in the intense heat he came down with his hujra. And they said, we got up, we said, yeah, we sat here. I'm here, my uncle's here. He said, listen to me what I'm saying, listen to me. And this is a message given to him. Look at this message, Alhamdulillah. That remember these words of mine and write these words, inscribe them solid. What? That in no way should you leave dhikr, never leave dhikr. Dhikr will definitely give benefit, definitely will give benefit. And then he went back into his room. Amazing. So Hazrat Gongoi Sahib said that it cannot be, Hazrat Gongoi Sahib stated that it can never be that dhikr will not give benefit. Do dhikr in every circumstance. In every circumstance. So he stated that at that time, the Tabligh Jamaat hadn't been formed, Allahu Akbar. And Allah Ta'ala had to take big work of deen from both of them, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Sahib and Hazrat Mulana Muhammad Ali Sahib. So at that time, the injection was given that when you will do the work of the deen. But remember one thing, that never leave the dhikr of Allah at any time. Never leave. And he's written this in his that never leave dhikr of Allah at any time, in no way or form, no circumstance should you leave the dhikr of Allah. And your work will increase and multiply, the barakat more will come. So whatever we are doing in life, whatever work we are doing in life, what does it compete with? What should it have included? The dhikr of Allah. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and today's, may Allah give us the barakat of tonight. May Allah Ta'ala give us the love of the dhakireen in our hearts. And may Allah Ta'ala give us hashar, resurrection with the dhakireen. And all the wazafis, whispering of shaitan, the thoughts of shaitan. May Allah Ta'ala with his fadl and karam, his grace and blessings, get them far away from us and give us the manzil of his nenis. Ameen. Recite Durood Sharif.